Continuing our study of the Ramban, tonight we are at the beginning of Perek Yud Zayin. Sarah, of course, is not able to have any children, and Sarah gives to Abraham Hagar, through whom he begins to have children. He has Ishmael, and following that in the episode there, Hashem again appears to Abraham and promises him again that he'll have children of his own with Sarah. He changes his name at that point to Abraham and gives him the mitzvah of Bris Milah. That's the group of things that he begins to discuss with him here in Perek Yud Zayin. The way that Hashem introduces this prophecy is as follows. He says, "Vayi Avram ben Tishim, shana v'teisha shanim, 99 years old is Avraham. Vayera Hashem al Avraham." Hashem appears to him and says to him, "Ani El Shaddai, hisalech lefanai v'hayei samim." I am El Shaddai, which is the name of Hashem, which I say now only as far as teaching purposes, because it is the name of Hashem. Both of which of those names are on their own names of Hashem. It's generally pronounced Kel Shakai, in order not to use the name of Hashem when unnecessary. That's the name that Hashem uses to introduce himself to Abram at this particular time. "Walk before me and be perfect." So the Ramban asks, what does that name mean? Where does that name come from? Why is it introduced specifically now at this point? So the Ramban brings three interpretations of this name, two from Rashi and from the Rambam, who both agree that the root of this name of Hashem comes from the word "dai," enough, sufficient. Rashi understands it to mean "Sheyesh dai be'elokusai b'chol b'riya." There's enough of my godliness, so to speak, for everyone. I, myself, can take care of the whole world. I can see the whole world. I'm able to be aware of what's going on and provide for the whole world. I alone, there's enough of me, so to speak, die, there's enough of me for everything. Just that's all that's necessary is me, and I can handle everything on my own. The Rambam has the same understanding that the root of the word is from the word "die," but as a little variation of that, that it means she'eino tzorich b'mitzius ma shenimtza, that Hashem doesn't need anything else in the world, lizulasa, except for him, aval mitziuso tasbik be'atzma. My presence is enough on its own. Everything else in the world requires Hashem to exist, but I am dai, says Hashem, I am enough on my own that I don't need anything else to exist. I am the source and sufficient from myself for everything else. That's how both Rashi and the Rambam understand that it comes from the word enough, whether or not I'm enough to provide for everything, or I am enough on my own and do not require anything else. The Ramban himself favors a third interpretation of the Ibn Ezra, that the word Shakai really is based on the word Shodeid, to conquer, to be in charge of. And the Ramban writes that what it means is Minatseach umishoideid ma'arochos hashamayim. I am in charge of, I can conquer and vanquish the ma'areches hashamayim. That which is up in the heavens is decreed what should happen. The natural courses of events which should be, I can conquer and control those things. Ki hi midas ha-gvura manheges ha-olam. It is a midah of strength, of gvura, with which I control the world. Says the Ramban, what does that mean and why is it introduced here? And here he introduces a fundamental idea, which I hold myself back every single night learning a Ramban, wanting to say, this is the most fundamental Ramban that we will see. They all seem to be the way, but this one might actually be. Says the Ramban, there are no such thing as miracles in this world. There are simply two different ways that Hashem controls the world. One is through nature, through natural events which seem to us to be normal, and one is one in which He changes that which has become accustomed to us, the natural course of events, and does something abnormal. But a miracle really doesn't exist. It's either a question of, is Hashem controlling the world through natural means, or is Hashem controlling the world through what we would consider a natural means. The name Shakai comes from the word shodei, to control, that I am in charge of that which appears to be natural and can change all of those things. All of the avos, says the Ramban, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the miracles which took place to them, the way that Hashem controlled the world through them, are always through natural means. Whether or not it's simply winning a war, whether or not it's being able to have children, all of those things, no one would say that they were changing or abnormal things, and therefore, says the Ramban, you always find this name associated with the Avos, particularly here, where Hashem says to Avram, I'm going to bless you with children, I'm going to be with you always. But if you look in the course of events, one can see at any different given point that seems pretty natural. It's happening within the way that things seem to work. And therefore, this name is specifically used here, as Hashem is promising Avram, I will be with you, I will bless you with children, and all that's going to take place under what's relatively a normal course of events. By Moshe, says the Ramban, there you see the Shmi Hashem, that name, the Yud Kei Vav Kei name that I did not let be known to the Avos. I'm going to change nature. I'm going to do things that have never been seen before, never been done before. Someone looking at this is going to say, where is this coming from? This is what we would classify as an open miracle. That's not the name Shakai. That's the name, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and Hey. That's the name of Hashem, which controls everything and changes everything and says, I'll do it when I want, how I want, and you'll see me through this. The name Shakai is the name which represents Hashem manifesting Himself in the world, but in a way it's through the world as it normally runs. That's how Hashem controls that. And through the Avos, where things were done in a more natural manner, that's where you generally find this word. And that's why the Ramban says, whenever you'll see the name Hashem, when it comes to the Avos, the Yud and the Hey, and the Vav and the Hey name, by the Avos, it's always with another name after that. That name never stands alone in Sefer Bereishis when it appears with the Avos. It always has some other Midah of Hashem attached to it, whereas by Moshe, we'll see that name standing by itself because of the different way that Hashem manifests Himself through that period. But that's why Hashem, that's why the Ramban says, that's why at this point, with the promise of children and always being with us, the bris that He's going to seal again with Avraham here, we have this name, and we'll find that elsewhere through the Avos, where this name appears in the Ramban's understanding of His Memshallah, His Midas, Hagvura, His control and dominion over the world of Mazel, which we don't have Mazel. He controls that, but will do so through the nerf, the terms of nature, as He has established.